Perfect love casts out fear. Words from Jesus.
We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in His love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. 1 John 4:16-18. Fearfulness is a form of bondage. I died on the cross for you so that you would not be a slave to fear. When I see my children continuing to live in bondage to fear, I am grieved. My sacrifice was not only to provide forgiveness of sins, but also to open the way to my Father's heart. Now that you trust me as your Savior, you are the recipient of perfect love, my love, Abba's love. This perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. People are born into the world in spiritual bondage, including bondage to fear. Because you inhabit both a fallen world and a fallen body, it isn't easy to break free from fearfulness. However, the Spirit can help you in this struggle, enabling you to see yourself as you truly are, a much-loved child of God. The Spirit frees you to cry out, "Abba, Father," believing you are His precious adopted child. In the presence of a loving, strong Father, even the most frightened child eventually calms down. You have a perfectly loving, infinitely strong Father, so bring your fears freely to Him. Let Him hold you close to His Abba heart, where you know you are safe. Open your heart to receive quantities of His love. The more of this love you hold in your heart, the less room there is for fear. Receive this love in full measure. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father. Romans 8:15. Come as you are. What are you afraid of? That I will not accept you as you are? That you have nothing to give? That you are not talented? That you are a failure in love? That you cannot grow and progress? Do not be afraid of these things. Just come as you are, and my love will cast out fear. Just come and know my love. Let me love you, and then you will know there is nothing to be afraid of. When you come just as you are and let me love you, then you will see how my love will cast out fear. There is no fear in me. Tell me your fears one by one and let me tell you how I love you, and you will see the fears disappear. Do not be afraid to confess them, and do not hide from me. Let me turn your fears into peace and contentment. Your fear of past hurts occurring again will be washed away because you will know you are protected by my love. When you abide in my love, you are shielded from fears. And as you continue in my love, your past will be healed, the fears will fade, and you will forget them as my love erases them. Open a channel to my love that I may whisper words to you that will cause your fears to flee. Close your mind to the negative thoughts that you entertain. Open your channel to hear my words, my whispers, which will give you the answer that you need and give you peace and rest. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid. John 14:27. Fret not, Do not fear or look down at the waves. Just keep your eyes on me. Fret not because of the tests and the trials around you, for this is a time of strengthening, a time of adjustment, as you are being prepared, fitted, and finely tuned to the most intricate circuits of my spirit. Through this time of testing, when the time has come, you will be able to comfort others with the same comfort that I will now comfort you with as you rest here in my presence. Rest in me, and allow me to soothe you and whisk away all the would-be troubles and burdens of your heart. Fear not, for I am forming and fashioning you into a beautiful vessel of my love, which will glow and shine with my glory and splendor. These trials and tests are working together for your good, to make you into a rare and priceless vessel of my love. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Ride the waves. Do not fight against the waves and the wind, but let them carry you. Ride into them. Be not afraid, for I will carry you over. The wind that seems so fierce that even seems to be your enemy will be what will carry you over the waves and bring you to your desired haven, where you can let down your anchor and be safe, secure, and at peace. I know your longings, I see your heart, but you must endure the waves before you can reach the harbor. This time of riding the waves will make you into an expert sea master, one who knows how to maneuver in the tough conditions, one who learns to trust both in times of storms and calm. But the only way to get through the storm and over the waves is to trust me, to commit yourself to me. Do not try to grab the rudder and steer in your own might, to unfurl your sails to try to catch the wind, to try to direct it the way you think it ought to go. Tie it all down and trust yourself to me. Trust yourself to the wind that I will carry you over. Though your vessel may take in some water, and though it may even seem that you are about to be swallowed up and sink, don't be afraid, for these things will not come to pass. I will carry you through. Your boat will not take in more water than I allow, and it will not sink. Be strong, be courageous, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God will be with you. He will neither fail you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. Enlightened by my love. As he that climbs a steep mountain and sometimes looks down and freezes for fear, so it is when you look at the waves, the wind, the storm, the weights, the burdens, the responsibilities, the job, the faults, the failings, your incapability, and are overwhelmed with fear of the future. The one who looks up, focusing upon me, looking always upward, upward toward the goal, upward toward heaven, upward to my face, has strength to carry on, always moving upward despite the heights or depths or weights. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do not look at your weaknesses, faults, or failings. Look to me, and I will encourage you and strengthen you. I died on the cross and paid the price so that you could be free in spirit, so that you could look unto me and be lightened, lightened in load, lightened from sin, and enlightened with my love, strength, and power. So look up to me, look ahead, look forward, do not look back, do not look down. Look to me, the author and finisher of your faith, and pray for my strength. Have faith in me. Trust me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.com. www.fearlessmind.org.